Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you, and I thank you, Lord, for your word. And I pray, Lord, that you cover us with your precious blood so we may be able to fight against the enemy in the name of Jesus. When he sees us, he sees the blood of the covenant, and nothing can get past you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for helping us to understand your word in Job, that there was a protective shield around him, a protective hedge. And we thank you, Lord, for understanding that we have a protective hedge and that the enemy is not able to do anything without you knowing and giving your permission. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're covering us and you protecting us by your word. And by your word, and your word shall stand, because it shall not return unto you void, but accomplish that which you have sent it to do. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going back to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. We left off on verse 14, and we're going to, let's reread 13 and 14. We're going to get the context. It says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Verse 16, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." Of the wicked one. Taking the shield of faith. Now get a mental picture of all this. We have our loins girt about with truth. See yourself as a soldier. Your loins is around the paps, as the Bible calls it. A loins around the midsection of your body is the gird of truth. The loins girt about with truth is the belt of truth. And then you have on a breastplate of righteousness on your chest. And then you have on your feet, they are covered with the gospel of peace. Now you have in your hand the shield of faith, which goes from head to toe. And you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Quench. So you see your shield of faith as fluid water of the Spirit, and a fiery dart is coming towards you. And when it hits that Spirit of God, it is quenched and extinguished as if it is water taking out fire. I'm feeling that in Jesus' name. So you have that shield, that faith, that Spirit of God, which the Spirit has been given to us, that measure of faith, and we're holding it in our hand. Why in our hand? Our hand signifies usage, that we are doing something. We are doing something. When you take the shield of faith, you have picked it up, and it is in your hand, and you are holding it with expectation that it is going to do what it is supposed to do. So we have the shield of faith in our hand. So if you are left-handed, you have the shield of faith in your right hand. If you are right-handed, you have the shield of faith in your left hand, because we have something that is getting ready to be in the other hand. Verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation. Let's stop there. The helmet of salvation, a helmet over your brain. So when the enemy flies by with his lies and his garbage, we have a helmet of salvation that we are saved. We have a helmet has been placed on us. That seal is covering us. See it in the Spirit. That helmet is fully covering us, and you know it's even coming down over the ears, because we have to be careful what we hear. We're hearing, we're listening for the Spirit of God. So imagine under that helmet over our ears is the hearing device that God is able to speak to us. And on the outside, it is covered with metal, which is a shield of faith. Is a shield of salvation, a helmet of salvation over us, that we are not, that those words and those lies that the enemy shoot, they just bounce off. They're not able to get in. They're not able to get in. So that helmet of salvation, you have to know that you are saved. You are saved by grace through faith. The grace of God in our faith is saving us. We have faith in Jesus Christ. And you know what? The faith has been given to us. The faith, use it. Use the faith. Verse 17, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sword is in the other hand. See yourself as a soldier. You have on this whole ensemble, and you have the helmet of salvation. You have the breastplate of righteousness. You have your loins girt about with truth. You have your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and it goes from the feet all the way up to the calf area. It's all covered with the gospel because it's on your feet, because you're going to be walking in faith. You're going to be moving. We are soldiers in the Lord. And then you have the shield of faith from head to toe in one hand, and you have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, in the other hand. And we are soldiers because we got to fight. We have to fight. And so we have on that whole armor of God, and we are going to do this. Also, verse 18 of Ephesians 6, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. And that is the reason why our eyes are not shielded. You notice with the helmet that the eyes are open? We got to be able to see. We got to be able to see with the natural eye, and we got to be able to see with the spiritual eye, because we are praying for the saints, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We're in it together. We're in it together. All together. Amen. All for one and one for all. We are all in the body, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. In Ephesians, one Lord who's above all, in all, through us all. We're all together in one body. Pray for the spirit of unity in your church body, in truth, though, in truth and in love. Pray for the spirit of unity in the body of Christ, in the city, in the state, in the country, and around the world. See, we have to go outward. Let that spirit of God marinate in you and operate in you, and watch it affect those that you are around. It's like a pebble dropping into the ocean, and the ripple effect goes out. That's how the disciples were able to go into the land and affect the people that they were around. They had the Spirit of God. They go forth, and the people that they are around, it's contagious. And so then it begins to permeate in through those people and those people and those people, and they affect other people and other people and other people, and it goes out. So we pray for the spirit of revival in the land in the name of Jesus, but we have to be wearing our armor, because it is a war. Amen. It is a war. God bless you. Join me next time on The Word in Me. God bless.